from the backwoods and the swamp waters of the Sunshine State and all across America and the world, this is The Big and Wild Outdoors with your host, Braden Gunn, Jonathan Swindle, and Glenn Kinman.
Not going to help you.
And ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to Palmetto Talk with Big and Wild Outdoors.
Palmetto berry picking at its finest today right here in the studio.
Glenn has already fell out of the tree stand and is freaking out right now.
Yeah.
Is he hunting?
I don't know.
Because he realizes that in the studio this morning is the one and only with your sexy boss man looking G5 shirt on.
You like that, huh?
He's rocking it, ladies. I'm just going to tell you that. He's rocking it right now.
I'm the man in black today.
Bill George and myself, Jonathan Swindle.
Well, I got a little black on.
Your Magnum PI starter kit all the time.
That's all I ever hear.
Oh, did you hear the remake of that movie?
No.
You were the first person I thought of when I saw that on the internet.
There's a Magnum PI movie coming out?
They're going to remake Magnum PI. Probably screw it up like they do every other great TV show.
Who are you going to get to be Tom Selleck? There's only one, dude.
My wife said that about Lethal Weapon when they put that as a TV show. And she's like, how can you recast that? But they did a good job. They did a good job. She's enjoyed it.
Yeah, because the TV version's not anti-gun, apartheid, all the other dolphin-free tuna, and all the other little political jabs they took at everybody in those movies.
Well, you got to admit, Mel Gibson's character in the original series was gun-friendly.
Well, let's just say it was over-the-top gun. Let's say gratuitous violence. You know, the stuff Hollywood's against.
Well, he had a...
It's supposedly. Great.
I really enjoyed Lethal Weapon.
Yes.
You know? And it's like when you really enjoy something and they go to remake it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, but they didn't try and just redo him. You know, it wasn't like... You were redoing the same character. They were characters, but they didn't try and like cookie cutter it.
This is much better than Palmetto Berry Talk. This is so
It's like the Frosty. It's never the same when you make it at home.
Right now, it's not the Palmetto Berries. It's the gallberries that are growing in the Palmetto.
You know, I was asking about that yesterday to get really off topic. I was looking and I go out to G5, the hay exchange side of it, and every year I'd go in there and buy my year's worth of honey. I get the allergy blend, I get the orange blossom, and then I get the gallberry. Well, there's none left. There's none there. And I was like, what's up with that? And they're like, well, dude, they're not blooming yet. Yep. So it's not going to be gallberry honey season yet. And I will say this, gallberry honey is some stinky stuff, but man, is it delicious. It really is. I don't know why. It's one of those things, if you smell it, you'll go like, yeah.
I'm not putting that in my mouth.
I'm not putting that on pancakes. And then once you do, it's like, wow, why did I not ever put this on pancakes?
Mm-hmm. Do you find that depending on what the bees are eating, that the honey's really that much different?
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah, no. Orange blossom tastes exactly like clover.
Well, I'm not a honey connoisseur, so.
Yeah. The shirt says that by volumes. So anyway, it is the Big and Wild Outdoors. We are broadcasting from the studios today. Glenn is not in the studio. Mark from Southeastern Discount Tackle is probably driving furiously somewhere over in Tampa on his way here into the studios this morning as well. And then a little later on, we're supposed to have a little surprise visitor calling in the 8 o'clock hour. And I think our good buddy Chris Seaton set that up for us.
Yes.
So
I'm waiting to hem him up and find out where what the heck's the deal with my ground blinds.
What do you mean? Is not Primos.
I know. I'm just kidding.
He is the man around Primos.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, he is. Well, let's just say he's higher up the food chain to eat where you could say yes.
At least you could say you argued with somebody.
He is from Primos. So,
In the retail business, the story, help me out with this since you're back into it. It's the story of our lives here lately is I want this and, you know, well, what's the problem? Because about, I don't know, a couple hundred thousand people like you want it too. And here's where I am pecking order.
It's one of those things where right after the ATA show, you know as well as anybody, you know, you being in retail, after the ATA show, you have the SHOT Show going on. You had the Eller Brothers show that went on before
and
that.
And social media has just made it so much more wonderful.
And for those people who don't know what you're talking about.
I was going to say, give me a minute, Bill
well,
George.
Well, you're taking 10 to get there.
Well, good. We have 3 hours to fill.
Oh, this is going to be a great day.
So, anyway, it's Eller Brothers is where all the... stores and all the little gun shops from across America, they all come there and they do their purchasing or, you know, get better deals right straight through the distributor or right through the manufacturer, whichever one you want to do. But, of course, ATA is all about archery and outdoor-y stuff that deals with that. And then you got the gun show, which is pretty self-explanatory, and on the industry on that. But the bad part about that is that if you're ever even remotely next to any type of retail activity, as Jonathan is in, or now that I'm dabbing my feet in, you get like 11 phone calls a minute for, do you guys have a Glock 19X yet? Do you got the Glock 19X yet? You got the Glock 19X yet? You got that new H&K 9mm? I mean, dude, everything they've seen on social media, on the news, on their newsletters.
The fun part is literally, I remember being at ATA 1 year. When really Facebook and all that took off and they started the Facebook Live stuff.
Right.
To have the people actually do their little Facebook Live videos, you know, like we do on ours and everything else. And literally, they will say in the video, this is the first release, brand new, just hit the market, X, Y, or Z. And I kid you not, within 30 seconds to a minute, we've had it with those videos. People are calling the shop.
Yeah, phone's ringing.
Do you have such and such? No, sir. They just released it. It's on. We've had it on order for 3 weeks, but they have just released it. We have not received our inventory yet.
No, and that's really everywhere. You know, I mean, and get all those stuff. People just think it immediately magically gets shipped out as soon as the SHOT Show is either on or while it's running or just afterwards. Well, and it goes, you know, if you usually read the fine print of those things, it's like, will be available in April 2018 or, you know, April be released 2019, December 2019.
I know Primos was looking to start shipping those blinds, but we're talking about the double bull blinds.
The new
with
ones.
The surround view that Chris Seaton and his brother had developed and put on their blinds, the rugged cross blinds. But with all the demand for that, do you think the people are going to be served in the order in which they ordered them? Or do you think some of those big people up front are going to increase their order, causing the little guy to get pushed back?
Primos
has always been a great company in the fact of it. If I was to get in line of head of, you know,
me,
if I was in line ahead of Johnny, they fulfill their orders as they get them. That's one reason why I've always carried Primos products in my shop. Yeah.
It also depends on your distributor, on who you know, if they get it to, let's say, Ella Brothers or Brown or whoever's distributing it, then the weight's on them. Yeah. All they have to do is just get them there, and then they have to get them across the country.
Y'all do Ella Brothers. I have a rep that's direct with the company. So,
yeah. So, well, so do we. We deal, you know, through them the
certain
same way.
Products, certain ways.
Y'all have the same rep I do.
I think so, yeah. And but we also deal with the distributor, too. You work hand-in-hand with both of them going, hey, Jonathan, how long do you think it's going to be before I get that Primos bond here? Well, I think it may be 4 or 5 weeks, and then I call, hey, Bill. Hey, what are you thinking on those blinds? You think you got to go, yeah, I got 16 of them in the shop. I can have them out on Tuesday. Okay, hold on a second. Hey, Jonathan, never mind. I'll give you a call back in a little while, and we'll talk later. And think okay, buddy. All right, I'll see you in the woods. All right.
What's my cost on the blind?
Yeah. Bye-bye. Okay, click.
I'll be there in 5 minutes.
All right, Bill. Send them all. I want to do something. Well, I can't. I got 8 of them allocated. They're going out to Arizona. Then give me the rest. You know, it's one of those things. So, and that goes with firearms, archery, arrows, vines, camos, whatever you're going to be seeing and be flooded with on your news agency, social media, all that stuff. Brenda, Becky Lou out there live at the SHOT Show. You're going to have to be patient and wait. Although I will tell you.
You just explained all the gray in my goatee.
I will tell you this. G5 Outdoors, guess what we got yesterday?
50
a Glock 19X. Hey, go get it today.
A
singular.
Bye-bye.
We'll ship you what we can get you. All right. We're going to take a break. We are the Big and Wild Outdoors, brought to you by the great and wonderful folks out of G5 Feed and Outdoors. We'll be back.
Did you know the biggest Ford truck dealer in the entire southeastern United States is right here, close to you? Which dealership? The answer shouldn't surprise you. Brandon Ford is the largest volume F-Series truck dealer in the Southeast, and the numbers don't lie. Brandon Ford sells more F-150s, more Super Duties, more lifted trucks, 4x4s, and diesels. And when a dealership sells more, there's always a reason, like the guaranteed lowest Ford truck prices, or one of the largest Ford truck inventories in America, with over 500 trucks available and on sale, or their award-winning sales team with years of experience who knows these trucks inside and out. Every day when businesses or customers need a truck, they choose Brandon Ford because Brandon Ford stocks more, sells more, and sells for less. So when you're ready for a truck, come see us at Highway 60 and 301 in Tampa, the largest volume Ford F-Series dealer in the entire southeastern United States. 24/7 at BrandonFord.com. If you want to pay less for a Ford truck, that's our business.
So, I'm sure you heard the news. Social media sites are cracking down on private firearm sales. So if you're looking to sell or buy a new or used gun, or even looking to trade, do it the right way and head over to Deer Hunter Guns. Dan and his crew will give you top dollar for your used firearm, plus give you the best trade-in value if you're looking to upgrade. Deer Hunter Guns is doing it the legal way and can help you find what you're looking for. Or take that used rifle, pistol, or shotgun off your hands the legal way so you have peace of mind, knowing your firearm isn't going to a complete stranger. Go sell your firearms to your friends at Deer Hunter Guns. Stop by today and get the best deal. 2797 Gulf to Bay Boulevard, across from the original Hooters. DeerHunterGuns.com.
God has blessed Trinity Sportsman's Ministry with another wonderful year. And on behalf of the Trinity Sportsman's Ministries, we'd like to invite you to the Patterson Company's annual fundraising event at Fish Hawk Sporting Clays, April 21st from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Bring family and friends to enjoy a great day of fun, fellowship, and friendly competition. Food and drinks will be provided by Grandpa Johnson's Barbecue. All proceeds for the event will go directly to Trinity Sportsman's Ministry, a nonprofit organization that strives to make a positive impact for our local youth. Trinity Sportsman's Ministry provides our local youth with the opportunity to share Christ while learning of God's great creations through hunting, fishing, and other outdoor activities. To learn more about the Sporting Clay event sponsorships and team registry, please visit TrinitySportsman'sMinistry.com. TrinitySportsman'sMinistry.com. G5 Feed and Outdoors is pleased to be the premier fully authorized repair and warranty dealer for Arctic Cat ATVs and side-by-sides in the West Central Florida and Tampa Bay area. G5's wide selection of Arctic Cat ATVs and other off-road vehicles are all designed to handle anything that Mother Nature dishes out. The Arctic Cat TBX, Prowler, and HDX offer power steering, easy switch two-wheel, four-wheel drive, tilt cargo beds, built-in receivers, and payloads between 300 and 1,000. Pounds. The Wildcat, Mud Pro, and XC450 are powerhouse performers with superior traction, suspension, and handling. And the ever-popular Alterra series continues to lead the way in value and reliability for tons of uses. So load up the hunting gear, stack up your camping supplies, haul your feed and farm supplies, or just load up the family and hit the trail or mud hole for a day of fun and adventure, because G5 and Arctic Cat has you covered. Stop in today and see the whole lineup just west of Plant City at 4960 U.S. Highway 92 and online at G5FeedAndOutdoors.com. And be sure to follow G5 on Facebook for even more great products.
There he is.
I leave early in the morning.
So do I.
Before.
Yep.
Taking in the sunrise.
did today. Everyone should know. No way.
Oh, man, don't get me. Don't start this now.
I think this is a Bill George surprise.
Yes. To make him take a nap.
Yeah, I said I'd have. That's so. Tony Young waiting on Tom, as you'll hear. I'm still sitting here waiting on Tom. It's getting to be that time of year.
Hey, we got a few more weeks of deer season left.
Hey,
slow down.
I know a lot of guys who are out deer hunting today.
Slow down.
Listen.
Out in there, poke shit.
C-zone, deer season's done. Now it's focus on turkey.
I'm sorry about your luck.
Dude, well, what are you talking about? Right in the middle of the heart of the state, right out there around Polk City, man, it's still going like gangbusters.
Saw a picture yesterday of a very, very nice deer that a good friend of mine is chasing this morning.
Oh, well, chasing? Because I saw one that was taken out of there this past week that was phenomenal. Dark chocolate, I mean, huge 10-point, not far from some places that I know.
Well... Over there, Green Swamp's done. Richland's done.
Oh, so yeah. Okay, so everybody grab a fishing pole.
If you want to turn around and go hunt off the lake over there by Kissimmee, I think you might still have some opportunity. But
And guess what? They are chasing.
Oh, yes.
I've had several reports of a lot of going on.
Well, we know Florida's deer
screwed up.
Rut is a little bit catawampy. My wife saw a baby deer yesterday at the house.
Yeah.
I mean.
Really?
Within a quarter mile of our house.
Yeah.
It's on the road.
Sure it wasn't a coyote standing next to a doe waiting to eat.
I took my daughter to a friend's house last night. I actually saw a rabbit run across the road in front of me. I was shocked.
Whew. Well.
I love that when that happens because it scares the crap out of you.
I turned around. I'd been seeing this doe and she kind of hung at this great big nasty thicket. And I'm like, what the heck is a deer wanting to stay in there for? But
gallberries.
Maybe, this is more of a briar patch. But evidently, maybe she had that little one in there. But yesterday, my wife saw it, said it could barely, it was standing up and moving around. But the other neighbors were out sitting there watching it. And, it was kind of nice.
Yeah. It was new to the world.
It was fairly new to the world.
See if it's here next week.
So, to think that right now is when the rut's supposed to be happening, and that deer's that young.
Well, it's like...
she'll be getting a new little sister here in a few more months. So,
it's like, as Braden likes to say, Chuck Ichiwahawk that was here.
Mm-hmm.
Like we were talking about last week with the herd and... the rules and the way that they're trying to manage things and everything else. This is the only state that 365 days out of the year, there's a chance you could see a fawn hit the ground.
Yeah. Or shoot a deer, apparently.
Well, we do have a lot of deer hunting days. If you're willing to move, like right now, if you're willing to go to North Florida or go into that heart of Zone B there, you can still hunt.
Yeah, sure. And there's lots of deer there.
If you're willing to go to North Florida.
Well, I wouldn't say there's lots of deer.
Dude, Zone B right now, that's that time of year. It's in the middle of the state. Think about what's all around Zone B. Think about what's all around Zone B, what butts up to it and everything. And where all that stuff, all that deer activity has been pushed that way. It's like it's like scooping it all in the middle of the state.
Oh, it's not pushing that.
Sure it is.
Oh.
Really?
It is not.
You don't think that getting out there and all the hunting that goes on or outside of that doesn't have any impact whatsoever on the inside of there?
I don't think it has significant impact.
I would beg to differ.
Not by zone.
I'll give you an example. Have your wife go out and run across that field and go, whoa, at that doe and that new baby deer, and then go back out there 3 days later and see if it's still there or not half a county away.
It will be here.
Yeah. In the freezer.
You got to realize, in his neighborhood, it's probably had somebody run at it and go,
yeah, right. Now, when the coyotes show up, that'll be a different story. That's what I'm saying. Give it a week.
I've seen packs of dogs come in as deer have been feeding.
Same deer, right?
Oh, yeah. And then...
You could tell by her markings it's the same deer, right?
No, I was watching bucks. And when one has a very messed up set of antlers...
Well, bucks have a defense mechanism known as antlers and butt whooping. So.
So you're saying the hunting pressure pushed all the does out, but the buck stayed.
That's right.
All right.
And thinking like a cattleman, without does, you get no babies. And without no babies, you don't get no bucks.
Any certified wildlife biologist want to call in?
Yeah, certified. Go right ahead.
Okay. Am I going to start this early with you two?
You should. Okay. Hey, before the break, we were talking about some of the great activities that are going on out there with the gun show, ATA, Ella Brothers, and all that kind of stuff like that. And I will say this. You know, I'm a fan of hunting with the pistol, especially a revolver. And I was super excited to find out while we were up at Ella Brothers, but it seems that everybody else is too, that Ruger's going to be making the Super Red Hawk in 10mm.
Holy crap.
And that...
Why?
Because it's a 41 mag. Why not?
Why not just shoot a 44? Well, shells are everywhere.
I know, but you know, 10mm, like people like the less recoil, the less muzzle flip. It seems to get nice velocities out of it. It's nice and heavy.
9.5-inch barrel muzzle dump flip.
This is 7.5. You know what? They're not making the 9.5. I was freaked, man. I was like, no way. Thank goodness I didn't sell my
are you kidding
my
me?
Main one. No, they're not making it. And my 44 mag, my Bisley stainless steel with the white grips. I thought I went off and I sold it. I'm thinking, I'll just get another one later. You know, I'm not going to use it right now. And when I was up there, I was asking, I was like, so I don't see the Beasley 44 mag stainless in here anymore. Yeah, we're not making that.
Great.
Thanks a lot. So take this to heart and do what you got to. I don't care what happens in your life. Never sell your guns. Because you're going to do nothing but regret them. It's like your first car. Think back.
Yep.
Oh, that piece of crud Chevrolet 68 Impala. I can't take it anymore. That Mustang. I'm out of here. And I really wish I had that car back. Because even in crap shape, it's worth $30,000.
Yeah, fix the same.
I really wish I had that car back. So don't ever sell your guns. Unless, of course, there's a bill. You got a Mossberg 500? Sell it. Do what you got to do.
Never going to stop making that.
That's right. Just sell it and do what you got to do.
Get Remington 870. Yeah. Never going to stop making that.
Yeah. You're all good. And, you know, and as a matter of fact, the other, I would say, one of the hottest items that everybody seemed to be wanting to hang on and play with and stuff is any shotgun that's now magazine fed. Anything that you can take a magazine out, stick it in there. Everybody, they just wanted to play with it. And it seemed like it was one of the popular ones out of the gun show, too. And I know that one of the most inexpensive ones is the Mossberg that this coming out with. But it's a good little shotgun. Remington's making one now. And, I mean, there's a bunch of them that are coming out. It's the new thing, dude.
Okay, well, so basically you're telling me that a shotgun that you can take and retrofit in 10 minutes to hold a mag is going to be...
Well, some of them don't have the tube underneath them. It is strictly a... magazine fed shotgun.
Do you know what the one nice thing is about that? Is when, let's say you're up in Pennsylvania and some of these other states where you're shotgun only and you're hunting deer, if you go and you're putting on deer drives, which are common up there in north,
oh yeah,
the north, because we're not allowed to run dogs, is you turn around and every time you get in the car to go to another spot, you have to unload. And so everybody's sitting there. And then when you get to the next spot, it's
load.
You know, with a magazine, you can turn around, pop it out, pull the one out of the chamber, boom, get to the next spot, click it in, put it on in the chamber, you're done.
Yeah. How many are you limited at five rounds up there?
Five rounds.
Well, you know, they do make 5, 10, 15, 20, and, of course, I'm sure that there'll be a lot of aftermarket.
Well,
you know,
I say you're limited to 5 in a semi-auto. If it's
a pump?
What?
There is no...
Oh, that would be... Yeah, give me...
Are you kidding me?
My 35 Remington can hold more than 5 shells, and my brother had managed to empty it one time.
Oh, I can. Wow, I'm a street howitzer with a pump shotgun. I can just go ahead and tell you that.
You about get rid of half a box of shells real quick.
So if it's semi-auto, you're limited to 5, but if it's a pump, you can have a 30-round mag hanging underneath there?
Why not?
Seriously.
Dude, that would be.
There's nothing that's going to still be around by the time you get.
Well, I'm just saying that you would think that that would, for a bright young individual, that they would start. putting some short stroke type forends and stuff like that on their pump shotguns, man.
And I can go ahead and say it, and I will make this argument, and I would take this bet with anybody that would want in the studio or want to call in. I can shoot a pump faster than people can shoot a semi-auto.
On some instances, yeah. Sure.
Oh,
Which shotgun? Which pump?
There's a Model 31 Remington hanging up at my house that my grandfather gave me. Mm-hmm. That, let's just say, my father took a little bit of money off his brother.
There's an armadillo that would speak to differ.
That was a pistol.
And on that note, the show's now over. We can't do any better than that. Oh, so here thanks we go. For joining us.
It's on now.
It is the Big and Wild Outdoors. I got to go let Mark in. Apparently, he's out camping out front. So we'll be back in just a minute. Stay with us. We're brought to you
go
by
get
the
him,
great
Bill.
Folks out of G5 Feeding Outdoors. Hang in there.
The Big and Wild Outdoors invites you to discover Fish Hawk Sporting Clays. It's 77 acres of first-class comfort and hospitality for your personal sports shooting as well as corporate and public events. The Fish Hawk staff is always ready to set you and your family up for a memorable day of dusting clays. Conveniently located in Lithia, about 20 miles from downtown Tampa and less than 8 miles from Brandon, and is open 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. Fishhawk Sporting Clays offers four-person shooting carts, 12 and 20-gauge shotgun rentals, and the club also features a large covered pavilion with plenty of seating for your next big get-together. Fishhawk will happily host birthday parties, bachelor and bachelorette parties, team-building groups, family reunions, or any group of people who'd like to get together and have fun. For more information, go to fishhawkshootingclays.com. That's fishhawkshootingclays.com. And be sure to check out the events page for clinics and classes available throughout the year.
As hunters, we all know that planting a food plot in Florida is hard work and takes tons of water, fertilizer, and time just to keep it alive. Well, now there's a product that can make growing big deer on your hunting property as easy as unloading your cooler. It's Horn Max 20 Super Pro Mineral and Super Max 20 Super Molasses Block. This stuff is amazing for growing huge deer, and of course your Florida deer will get all the trace minerals, protein, and amino acids needed for optimal nutrition in bucks, lactation in does, and fawn growth. Check out the full line of Horn Max 20 today at Florida Mineral Online.net or click the link at bigandwild.com.
The Big and Wild Outdoor Safety Tips are brought to you by Sims Cranes, Florida's leader in safe, comprehensive vertical access solutions.
When it comes to wild game, it's up to the individual hunter to make sure the meat is handled and processed safely. Wear gloves while field dressing and butchering. Be careful not to puncture the intestine to avoid possible spread of E. coli or salmonella to the meat. The chest and abdominal cavity should be wiped with a clean cloth or paper towels. It's best to use as little water as possible because damp meat spoils faster than dry meat. Cool wild game to less than 40 degrees Fahrenheit as quickly as possible to slow the growth of bacteria. On warm days, immediately pack the chest and abdominal cavities with ice packs or plastic bags filled with snow. After skinning, wrap in cheesecloth or put in game bags to keep clean. In warm weather, black pepper can be sprinkled on the meat before covering to discourage flies. Wild game should be aged to 34 to 37 degrees Fahrenheit for no more than 14 days. White-tail deer will age sufficiently in 2 to 3 days. During butchering and preparation, perform proper hand washing and clean all contact surfaces with warm soapy water followed with bleach water. Be a responsible hunter and be prepared and knowledgeable of proper guidelines to help ensure the quality, safety, and satisfaction in eating wild game.
The Big and Wild Outdoor Safety Tips are brought to you by Sims Cranes, Florida's leader in safe, comprehensive vertical access solutions.
Hey, this is Jonathan. Most of you know me as the co-host of Big and Wild, but I also want to talk to you about my shop, Arrowhead Archery. We're one of the oldest shops in the country and stock brands from Prime, Matthews, Hoyt, Obsession, and PSE. We also have all the accessories to outfit your equipment, plus a level 3 instructor for our youth and adult programs, and regular league nights for everyone. Check us out at 10818 East U.S. Highway 92, Tampa, Florida, arrowheadarcheryshop.com, and our phone number is 813-621-4279. Stop by and see us.
Sign Parrot is celebrating 10 great years of service in the Tampa Bay area. And to show their appreciation, Sign Parrot is inviting everyone to their big 10th anniversary celebration Friday, March 2nd from 3 to 7. With lots of entertainment, food and beverages, just their way to say thank you and unveil their new building wrap design. Sign Parrot has always provided the best in service and products, making them the go-to provider for banners, large format printing, business cards, flyers and brochures, but they also design and fabricate custom three-dimensional signs and lettering, interior and exterior floor and wall wraps, three-dimensional wall wraps, and freestanding custom cutouts all in their UASG certified installation facility. Everyone's invited, so come on out and see for yourself during Sign Parrot's 10th anniversary party, Friday, March 2nd from 3 to 7 at 6400 East Columbus Drive in Tampa. Visit signparrot.com.
When aviation is in your blood, you learn how to fly. When your family serves, you learn the meaning of hard work. And when you're born with a name that stands for power, performance, and precision engineering, you damn well better make the family proud. We are Textron Off-Road. Backed by the name that builds some of the most advanced machines in the world. We create off-road vehicles that help America's hardest workers get the job done. Side-by-sides and ATVs that are filled with a work ethic, a wild streak, and a relentless pursuit of adventure. With suspension and handling that make the toughest trails a walk in the park. And with the precision, reliability, and American manufacturing. Welcome to the family. Welcome to Textron Off-Road.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Big and Wild Outdoors. Braden Gunn, Jonathan Swindle, Bill George. Glenn's out doing something today, either working woods, whatever, something like that. All I know is I got the mysterious text in the middle of the week. Won't be there Saturday. So I just learned a long time ago, just don't ask.
Trailer disappeared from my house this week. Called me and said, hey, I went and got your trailer. Okay.
So that means he could be in Illinois, Arizona, for all we know. We have no idea where he is. Knock on the other side of the glass is over there hanging out this morning. And Mark from Southeastern Discount Tackle, he's on his way in here to the studios.
Taking the long way. With us.
Yeah, he's, you know, taking the scenic route. And he's got a really cool thing that they're going to be doing. And I went and stopped by and saw him this past week. And I was like, dude, Glenn's not going to be there. Why don't you come in and be a part of the show and talk about this? Because it's really, it's a cool idea. It's a raffle that they got. And just let me put it to you this way. They're giving away $10,000 worth of fishing stuff.
Are you trying to
$10,000
steal his thunder?
Dollars.
Talk about it before he gets here.
Worth of fishing stuff. That's just a teaser. All I gave you was the $10,000. I'm not giving you all the other stuff. Yeah, that's the, you know, you still got to see the movie. I'm just giving you the Chris Hemsworth, you know, trailer part of it.
I don't need $10,000 worth. I just need about $300.
Okay. So everybody listening, forget what I said. Don't even get involved in it. You know, just go, you know, buy a lottery ticket and, you know, go run over deer like Bill George.
I haven't run over a deer yet.
You will once that fawn runs out in front of your wife.
Pigs, yes, but no deer.
So anyway, Mark's going to come in and chit-chat about it, and we'll see what he's got going on because it sounds like a pretty good deal. Well, speaking of giving away stuff and having a good old time, Bill George last weekend was out messing around. No. Do you want to talk about it, or you want to hold off and wait till your diaper gets changed?
Well, we did. I listened to the podcast, you know. We do put the podcast up each week.
I noticed there was no phone call from the
No, because you don't listen. That's the problem. You do not listen.
What?
I was not at the youth event. That is today down in South Florida.
Oh, my gosh.
Jonathan, are you
last weekend was the alligator hunt.
That's what I said. You were out messing around and doing stuff with some kids, running around on an airboat and everybody else.
No, we had no airboats. We were in vehicles going looking for alligators that were at Avon Park last weekend.
Knock, let this be a lesson to you in radio. Never assume, never bring up anything, and don't talk about Bill George. Just wait till he calls.
No.
Just wait till he calls, and then we can get to his number. Hi, Bill George. What's going on today? What are y'all doing? It's going to be a great day, and then go like this. Avon, hit this button and turn it off. Just do that. Turn it off.
Avon Park had zero cell phone signal for me with AT&T.
Oh, that's amazing. So, William Sullivan can call in from Avon Park at any given time.
He probably has Verizon. Oh. But I'm an AT&T guy.
My daddy used to say, live and learn, man. Live and learn.
But anyways, we went out last weekend. Five kids got to go hunt alligators. Avon Park has a youth alligator hunt each year.
And how'd you do?
Well, we did all right. We did okay. the first alligator that my kid we went after was supposed to be a good alligator. And when I say good, it's 12 to 13 foot is what they sent me after for the very first one. And some years you have the kids can range from 12 to like 16 or 17, somewhere in that range is where these kids are. And so you could have a young kid or what I had was a kid who was 16 years old and he was very capable of doing whatever we needed to tackle. And so right. I'm like, okay, we'll go after him. He went there. So we had to go searching for another alligator. And one of the guys I was with, dog hunts Avon Park, and there was an alligator, and we went by it the first time and the alligator wasn't out. It was overcast. And when we came back the second time, this alligator was out sunning and was out in the marsh, probably about 40 yards off of the road, 40, 50 yards off the road out in the marsh. And it slipped across the weeds and hit a little bit of a deeper hole out there. And it's like, ooh, we'll go after that one. So
did you wait out there or go by boat?
No boats. We went out there. We took the kid out there. And the alligator had gone down in just a little bit deeper water. There's like a little creek that runs through there. And it had wallowed out a little deeper hole that was probably about 3 foot deep. And we convinced to taking that kid up there. And we were trying to get him to stick it. And I would put my harpoon pole and just be feeling in the weeds for where it was. And that alligator would just grab a hold of my pole and bite it and shake it. And it's like, oh, and the kid would back up.
The kid's
up.
Freaking out.
The kid would back up.
Smart
like,
kid.
He's right there. Get him.
Smart kid. What do you know? Are you taking hook and line? Is that
no.
what you know? Or,
outright. We waited out there. Now where we had the kid was probably, a little over ankle deep in water. He had rubber boots on and the alligator was in the deeper water. But, we put that kid up there probably about 6-7 feet from where the alligator was and had him, he finally outright stuck that alligator and then bang sticked it. We ended up harpooned it twice and bang sticked it.
Let this be a lesson to you folks. You send your kids with Bill, they'll come back grown.
They will.
Or traumatized, one of the two.
The thing is, this is a youth alligator hunt, okay? It's all about the kid doing stuff. And some people get out there and they think, they have to go get that
I've
biggest
firsthand
lizard.
Experienced that. So you got to tell me.
It is not. And going out there and getting the biggest thing is always nice sometimes. But that's the kid's first alligator.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all you need.
And our alligator was, I think, about 8'2 or 8'4, somewhere in there, low weights.
That's perfect.
It was a female alligator. And it had been an alligator that was known to get some dogs during hunting season.
Mm-hmm. Ah, you did a good job.
So everything was all good, you know?
Exactly.
But they turned around. The kid had an absolute ball, and they did everything.
That's you know, the way it's supposed to be.
Some other people, you know, there was a couple 11-footers taken and this and that. And the kid that they had.
Did the kid have a name? Can you at least say the name? Can you say, you know, Jason had a really great time or?
No.
The kid.
Well,
the young person.
Some people, I don't want to call people and so anyways, personal. But they turned around. They had 11-foot alligator and it was a small kid. That was a too big of an alligator for that kid because that kid couldn't do everything with him.
Oh yeah.
As much and but
except get drug underwater.
Water ski.
Hold on to this rope right here and do not let go. Whatever.
Alligator is going that way. So either hang on or get ready to just jump and let it go.
For me, it's about getting the kid the absolute best experience that they could have and be safe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somehow or another, I'm not thinking this was a kid. There's no name involved in it. And I just don't believe it.
In past years, I've waded up to my chest in the water, not having any of the young people out there, but I go out there and do it. I've been known to do some crazy stuff, and every year they kind of want to see what it is that happens, and this year we turned around, went right out to the alligator and stuck them.
Well, that's the way to do it. It's a great adventure. And then I get a call from Glenn who said he went over and checked on your tree stand and said, I don't know why Bill George is driving all over the country. He's got an 8 or 10 footer right there camped out underneath his ladder stand. Right next door, it's like swimming right there next to it.
He's looking
next
for
to
some,
a little pond.
He's looking for some piggies, probably.
Yeah, well, maybe you should go take care of that one. That's a nuisance, isn't it? Can't you take that? Can't you do that?
No.
You got tags for that? You gonna apply for tags for that?
No.
Why?
Because there's a lot of other places I'd rather be.
The circle of life.
Then at your tree stand, defending your pigs and deer. I would assume that that would be the one you'd really want to remove and get it out of there.
Well, if somebody has a tag, I might offer that spot up.
Eh. So what county are we looking for? Sumter? So we're trying to put in for a county tag for Sumter. Just put that on the list.
I have thought about applying for tags up, you know, that would be good for up in that area. There's a couple nice places that hold alligators, and I've seen some really good alligators, but... As I said before, to me, some of it's about the adventure and going out there with people and having an adventure. And I'd rather do that closer to home.
Very
with some of those people. Just my two cents.
Sumter's an hour away. It's an easy drive. All right, we got to take a break. It's a Big and Wild Outdoors. Bill George over there regaling us with fictitious alligator hunts with just kids. Just kids somewhere. Was that you, Knock? Did he take you? No. We got time. All right, we're going to take a break. The Big Wild Outdoors brought to you by G5 Feed and Outdoors. Come on, Mark, hurry up. We'll see you in a little bit. We'll be right back.
In the 1960s, the G5 mark was used to brand the cattle and other livestock on the Glisson family ranch in the heartland of Florida. Now that family tradition has been passed on to mark quality at the new G5 Feed and Outdoors. G5 Feed and Outdoors is more than a family-owned business with a passion for all things that happen in the big and wild outdoors. Behind every product, you'll find more than 20 years of great customer service and 3 generations of experience standing behind it. G5 Feed and Outdoors believes there's no substitute for quality outdoor gear and products that have been tested to perform and give you the confidence that will last. So G5 carries items they use themselves from trusted brands like Textron Arctic Cats, Yeti, Case Knives, Big Green Eggs, Costa, Shimano, and so much more. You really need to stop by and see all the great outdoor gear and products and the new stuff that arrives every day. It's all waiting for you at the new G5 Feed and Outdoors, located just west of Plant City at 4960 U.S. Highway 92 and online at g5feedandoutdoors.com. And be sure to follow them on Facebook for even more great deals.
Did you know the biggest Ford truck dealer in the entire southeastern United States is right here, close to you? Which dealership? The answer shouldn't surprise you. Brandon Ford is the largest volume F-Series truck dealer in the Southeast, and the numbers don't lie. Brandon Ford sells more F-150s, more Super Duties, more lifted trucks, 4x4s, and diesels. And when a dealership sells more, there's always a reason, like the guaranteed lowest Ford truck prices, or one of the largest Ford truck inventories in America, with over 500 trucks available and on sale, or their award-winning sales team with years of experience who knows these trucks inside and out. Every day when businesses or customers need a truck, they choose Brandon Ford because Brandon Ford stocks more, sells more, and sells for less. So when you're ready for a truck, come see us at Highway 60 and 301 in Tampa, the largest volume Ford F-Series dealer in the entire southeastern United States. 24/7 at BrandonFord.com. If you want to pay less for a Ford truck, that's our business.
Hunting never stops in Florida, so you need to make Al's Wild Meat in Riverview your full-time, full-service deer and hog processor. Al's Wild Meats will custom cut your game any way you like it, including a variety of sausage options, like traditional ground breakfast, link, or smoked, plus some of the best jalapeno cheddar summer sausage, snack sticks, and deer bacon on the planet. Al and his wife, Christine, pride themselves in making sure you're getting your own harvest back just the way you want it, and always vacuum-sealed, labeled, frozen, and back in your freezer fast. Al's Wild Meat, right off I-75 on Simmons Ranch Court in Riverview, on Facebook or online. Al'sWildMeatProcessing.com.
Hello, and welcome back. It is the Big and Wild Outdoors. Brent Gunn, Jonathan Swindle, Bill George, Knock, and Mark is on his way. So we'll talk to him in a little bit. Believe it or not, this past week out at G5 Feed and Outdoors, I actually had a customer come in and ask about the one of the flamethrowers from Elon Musk.
A flamethrower?
Yeah. You've been out of the loop. Elon Musk, you know, the man behind SpaceX and the man behind some great innovations. I think isn't he with Tesla? Didn't he do Tesla too in the car company? You're a millennial. You should know these things. Isn't he one of your like unbelievable heroes, Mister? I own an iPhone and everything owned by iPhone stuff.
I have an iPhone.
Apple. What's his name?
Elon Musk. SpaceX and. And speak of the phone, what's the first thing he grabs?
not the computer that's sitting right next to him, but the phone that's using.
Exactly.
Phone's faster.
Oh, my gosh. Well, so, what now? What?
No, he's a part of Tesla. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That's what I thought. But how do I?
And I know he's working on some of those tube transport stuff.
Yeah. And trying to get to Mars and the whole nine yards. But he came out and he was on social media. He came up with this flamethrower. And next thing you know, it's like selling like hotcakes. He came out with them. And,
pardon the pun.
He literally made 20,000 of them, and they were sold out within like minutes.
What would you use it for?
It's okay. A flamethrower.
It's
a flamethrower.
You could find many uses for a flamethrower.
How many conversations would you win by saying, I own a flamethrower? Boom. Done. Yeah. Mic drop. It's over.
Elon Musk. I mean, something that that he made. And I think it's more of a collector's
No, you'd have to save
thing.
That as the ace in the hole part. It's just saying you have a flamethrower.
Well, that's true.
Done. Period.
Well, it's not illegal to own a flamethrower, at least not until now. Because once they saw... With anything, once it got popular and once it sold out within literally minutes of it being announced.
Let's figure out how we can regulate that and make some money off of it.
So, Elliot Engel and Carolyn Maloney have introduced H.R. 4901, defined it as a federal law of a flamethrower, and regulate them largely out of existence, except for, and this is the funny part, get ready, ladies and gentlemen, drum roll please, ready, knock. You and I can't own one, but who can own a flamethrower? The last person you would think that would actually need one besides, a private citizen. Law enforcement. they don't get enough grief for the baton, the CS gas, the taser, firearm, everything. Now they get to get out of the car and go, get out of the car, please, man.
Oh, you don't want to come out of that house? Tear gas ain't working? Hold on one second.
Did they already do that at a compound?
But they used a tank for that. So it was a little different. Now they can just walk up and go... But the thing was that this thing was only like $500.
The people who introduced this, could you tell me where they were from?
They're politicians.
I'm just pointing
they're
out.
Politicians.
I'm just pointing out. I have my thoughts on where.
Where do you think the politicians would be from, Knock?
Like what state?
Yeah.
Come on with it. Come on. Where do all the special people live?
There's
Florida.
Okay.
No. Yes. They're migrating here, but they're not all here yet.
That's
where
true.
Where are they from, Jonathan?
What state do you think would be zany enough to want to be the first ones to enact, make it a federal offense, federal law? What state?
It's from California.
Thanks for paying attention in civics class. Okay, there's two there, and well, think of the second most liberal.
Massachusetts.
No.
Illinois.
No.
Kentucky.
New York! Of course, New York!
Well, listen.
New York!
This is Bill George from the legal perspective. How do you define a flamethrower? Is a Bic lighter a flamethrower that just throws it a very short little bit?
That's a great question.
There you go.
That's why we like Bill George.
I mean, when they turned around and they did some of the laws here, basically they made, in Florida, trying to shut down casinos or something like that. You know, those... bingo halls or something.
Oh, yeah.
They end up putting a law in that basically makes it against the law to use a cell phone or something, and it's how you write it. Where how do you define it?
Okay, well, see,
certain number of BTUs.
Oh yeah, we're done.
This one here. The reason why they sold out so quickly. One, it's made by Elon Musk. Number two, they're only making 20,000 of them. And that's it. It's a limited run. He did it as a fun thing, and it only shoots about 6 feet. Okay, but
this is when you know you have too much money. I'm just gonna fill in a flamethrower for fun.
We're thinking the same thing. It's like I woke up this morning and say, you know what? I built cars. Let's build a flamethrower.
The guy's worth like $5 billion. So, yeah, he's got a lot of down board time. So, I guess, but the legislation would define a flamethrower as any non-stationary or transportable device designed or intended to ignite and then emit or propel a burning stream of combustible or flammable substance a distance of at least 6 feet. Now, which ironically may not include this device because it shows that it only throws it maybe a couple of feet. And that's true. Every video I've ever seen, at the most, it only throws it out maybe 2-3 feet at the most.
How much are they going for, though?
I don't know exactly what they were going for. Oh, $500. That's why they were gone like that. $500. And you can have an Elon Musk flamethrower. And you know the YouTube videos, they're going to be roasting pigs. They're going to be cooking hot dogs. They're going to do all kinds of stupid stuff with it.
If I get a bunch of ducks and I want to clean all the little fuzzy hairs off of them, I just line them all up. And
you can do that. But you know what's really funny is that a can of Aquanet hairspray and a big lighter shoots.
You were taking. I was sitting here fixing to say, let me pull my Bill George.
That's only 4.3 feet.
Yeah, it shoots a lot farther than that.
4.3 feet.
Oh no. Yeah, right. Whatever.
Let's do it. Get it.
Oh,
next break. Run out.
Knock. Here's some cash. Go get some Aquanet and
Facebook live video from the parking lot here very shortly, folks.
You could fill this whole studio with that.
4.3 feet.
Yeah. Whatever. I don't know. I think it would shoot farther than that.
Okay, are we big and wild outdoors, or are we turning into Mythbusters?
Higher or lower?
Well, you know what's really sad is if you ever watch the show Mythbusters, and you know they made a flamethrower on there with just a propane igniter, the little propane can thing, and built one, and that thing shot at least 70 feet. I mean, and it hosed. I mean, it was a flamethrower.
Mm-hmm.
Not some little thing with a little propane canister.
Old World War II.
Yes.
Oh, hey, there's a pillbox.
Exactly.
Listen.
That is a flamethrower.
Politicians, we got a lot bigger problems.
Yes.
Well, that's true. Well, so anyway, if you were one of the lucky ones to get your hands on it, either A, shut up, or B, get ready to fill out a bunch of federal forms and
and send us some videos of it.
Yeah, we'd love to see them. But it was one of those deals where we actually had somebody come into the gun department and say, hey, what do you think of that flamethrower that Elon Musk is putting out there? Are you going to be able to get them, or is that going to be something that you could buy? And I said, I think they're only doing a limited run of those, and I don't think we're going to be carrying those here in the store. So, it's one of those things. And I'm sure that they go all over the internet and maybe find your own.
But in a year, probably, or less, you're going to have them all over. They're going to be for sale all over the internet where you can get them probably for half the price they paid for them.
No, it'll be three times as much
and
more.
Three?
Okay, sorry. If you're willing to pay 10 times, go for it.
But it's one of them things. Don't you just love it when somebody comes out with something like that and instantly. Oh, you can't do that. We have to protect you from your... Guess what? If you're stupid enough to get burned by it, it's not my fault.
I can tell you this.
And guess what? I can say that because...
experience.
Yeah, there you go.
I can tell you this
much. Nobody's fault but my own. So there you go.
I can tell you this much. That an adult with one of these simple little flamethrowers is probably going to get in less trouble than giving a 10-year-old a bug assault gun and having a little sister around. Guaranteed.
a gun that shoots salt at 300 feet per second, but that's okay.
You'll get in a lot more trouble with that than you will with the adult.
Dude,
with the
what are you talking about? Adults would get in more trouble with that gun.
I don't think so.
Ponky.
No, you got laws involved on that deal.
I'm talking about the salt gun.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I mean, those things are fun.
Because you put a bunch of guys in a room with a gun that shoots salt with each other. I mean, come on. Really? That's
it is.
Hey, you
it
should have fun. Been here the day we had it in the studio.
I'm just exactly my point.
Because the first thing every guy did was put their hand up and go, all right, shoot my hand.
Go ahead.
Shoot. Oh, yeah, that does kind of sting a little bit.
You guys are such a liability.
Huh?
You guys are such a liability.
No, we're not. It's
for Christmas, it's you brought a bunch of bullets, guns, and knives into the studio.
Did anybody bring any bullets?
Not today.
Oh, knives, okay.
Well, oh, he's talking about the Christmas show.
Oh, well, that one. We had to. We had places to go. We're not going to just leave them out in the vehicles.
Hey, but you felt safe, didn't you?
Yeah, exactly.
I was still new, so I don't know.
There you go.
if the Christmas attack happened, it'd have been this would be the place to have been.
Yeah.
We'd have been all good. But so anyway, if you have one, like I said, put it in the safe, be quiet, take it out for 4th of July every once in a while, and be quiet and do what you got to do, or wait till the people up in the beautiful
state of
New York.
The ATF will be knocking on your door.
They might be. You know, I don't know. Elon butts heads with the government pretty much. So we'll
I know.
See. All right, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour. It is the Big and Wild Outdoors. That was a fast hour. Bill George must have done all the talking.
Yeah.
We're brought to you by the great and wonderful folks out there at G5 Feeding Outdoors. Stop in today and go see them. As I announced a little earlier, yes, we do have one Glock 19X. So go buy it. It'll be good for you. All right, we'll be back.
When aviation is in your blood, you learn how to fly. When your family serves, you learn the meaning of hard work. And when you're born with a name that stands for power, performance, and precision engineering, you damn well better make the family proud. We are Textron Off-Road. Backed by the name that builds some of the most advanced machines in the world. We create off-road vehicles that help America's hardest workers get the job done. Side-by-sides and ATVs that are built with a work ethic, a wild streak, and a relentless pursuit of adventure. With suspension and handling that make the toughest trails a walk in the park. And with the precision, reliability, and American manufacturing. Welcome to the family. Welcome to Textron Off-Road.
Hornady continues to build and enhance the Precision Hunter line of ammunition with an array of new loads that feature the revolutionary ELDX bullet with heat shield tip.
Precision Hunter is one of the most successful ammo launches we've had. The original mission of Precision Hunter ammunition was for you to be able to extend your range. It was extremely successful, and you guys have spoken.
The new Precision Hunter loads include the 25-06 Remington, 257 Weatherby Mag, 6.5 PRC, 270 WSM, 280 Ackley Improved, 7mm WSM, 338 Win Mag, and the 338 Lapua. Precision Hunter is factory loaded, truly match accurate ammunition with Doppler radar verified best in class VCs, featuring excellent conventional range performance as well as the best extended range terminal performance available. Precision Hunter ammunition. Extend your range and never compromise at any distance.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance. And if you've ever seen my very lengthy blooper video, well, you know, I've had my share of mishaps. Because of that, you can take it from me that one thing I always take very seriously is boating safety. For instance, here's something as simple as it can be that saves the lives of countless boaters every year. A lanyard. I highly recommend you wear one of these every time your boat is running. All you have to do is hook the loop.